This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
723 Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the morning shift. Hanging out with you guys and happy to be here, man. The vibes are high. Look, I have a positive outlook on life, not just the Falcons. I try to. You know what I mean? Just
that's the best way to be.
We got dream jobs. We're all, you know, relatively healthy. And we're, although my gout, you know, it's still getting tamped down.
Dude, you know what I mean? Stop. All right. Stop your whining about your gout.
Right, well, listen, like I said, positive outlook, man.
I mean,
But I don't know if you caught this over the weekend. I think you did. But one of the things that was going on, and shout out to the Atlanta Falcons digital media team, relates back to a conversation that we had on the show like a month and a half, 2 months ago. And we were talking about, if you remember this conversation, we were talking about the fact they were doing a Cars Tour race down in Cordell, and not Cordell, because Dale Jr. was like having trouble pronouncing it. Shout out to the Falcons digital media team. So they got all five of their draft pick rookies together and put together a list of cities in the state of Georgia that were kind of hard to explain. And I'm just telling you guys, listen to them battle their way through this list was cinema.
Dacula.
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 Dalahonga.
Dalonga.
Dalanga.
Dalonga.
Dalaga.
Dalonga.
Chickamauga.
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 Tallapoosa.
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 Tenele.
Tenile.
Tenile.
Tenil? Tenil?
Athens.
Yeah, we cool on the last one. I'm going to let y'all figure out the last one by yourself.
Love hearing that from them, man. I thought that was so good and so well done because we've talked about it. I'm trying to think. There was a number of towns, Bo, that we didn't bring up, but Allie, I think one of them was Bremen.
Okay, Bremen. Yeah, definitely learned that one the first time I did a traffic report. Got a lot of feedback.
Did you? Yeah.
So I said Bremen immediately. Yeah. Phones lit up.
It's Bremen, and it's Tallapoosa.
Albany was one. I know there's people down in South Georgia that will say Albany, and that's weird, but nonetheless.
And I know there's a debate between McDonough and McDonough.
Yes.
It depends. Like, if you live there, you
right
say it's different
here.
Than the rest of us. Yes.
McDonough. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think what else we were arguing about that more. I said I'd heard somebody say Dahlonega, which actually doesn't sound that bad, backed up to Dahlonega or whatever was being said in that clip.
It's Dahlonega. Thank you.
And there was one other one, man, that we would – you know what? Actually, I brought up the fact that I've heard people say Dacula, and which that happened multiple times in that video.
Stacula.
And they were like, who would say Dacula? I'm like, you know, like Dracula. I was like, dude, you know, like this is one of those things that actually does happen.
This one isn't that big of a deal to me, but Simone used to say Chambly. And like just the way she said it, it's like it's just Chambly.
Right.
It's not Chambly, it's just Chambly. Like it just irked me. Like it wasn't like obviously that wrong, but it was just wrong enough to make me cringe and I felt like I needed to correct. It was like it's Chambly, not Chambly.
Okay, but you're correcting her to the wrong thing.
Uh-oh.
You know it's Chambly.
Chambly.
Chambly. Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Chambly.
Yeah, that's
You're like, honey, no, it's Chambly.
It's so funny because I used to know, like, it's not a town, but somebody I used to be friends with used to say, when they said Taco Bell, they would say the inflection at a different point than me. They'd say Taco Bell. And I'd go, no, dude, it's Taco Bell. Like, at the end of it, you know,
right.
Like, no, Taco Bell.
That's I wish Abe would. That was like an Abe moment. No. Like where what Allie just did to Dylan was like one of those moments where like I've seen Abe come in to say like, "Oh, you're both wrong. It's actually this."
It's actually
kicks
shambly.
The door in. And he's like, "Yo."
But Allie's right. How the hell do you not know how to say shambly, Dylan?
I just always
grew up here.
I know. I've always just heard it as chambly.
Yeah. All right, we're going to pivot, Dylan. Let's go ahead and hit in the huddle. Big day, obviously, in the NFL, and if you didn't realize it, this entire week. The NFL is so good at making these things into events, Allie, where it's just they take over the news cycle.
They are building up the hype today. You can expect announcements on the Today Show for NBC. Fox is going to announce along with Prime Video. Tomorrow, Good Morning America will announce the ESPN games. Good Morning Football on the NFL Network will also announce the international game. So we're going to find out where Bo Squid Billy Morgan could potentially be traveling.
I know already.
Are you nervous? Nervous to find out? Oh, he's
no.
This is what I call Bostradamus.
I've already.
You know, he can already see things. Yeah.
I told y'all a while ago that I know that there is a trip overseas for us. And
sure.
Would it speak Deutsch? Is that what they say? I am very positive we'll be the Germany game. I am very positive.
Yeah.
Well, we will find that out tomorrow officially. And Wednesday, of course, Netflix and CBS will drop their schedules as well.
Yeah, I think that's going to be interesting. I know that you were very confident. I think most people are just, you know, kind of connecting the dots with some things around the Atlanta Falcons. But like she said, we'll find out officially. It is always funny to highlight, though, how the NFL has just mastered the art of the schedule. Like, it is just a year-round schedule for them. They moved back the draft at one point. They moved back the schedule release. They're like, let's just every 2 or 3 weeks, let's have some kind of massive event. You know,
yeah, they on the calendar.
It's the playoffs. It's the combine. It's the, you know, just one thing after another. And I love it. I absolutely love it, man.
You know, we moved our iRace this week to Wednesday.
Yes.
I think we just need to cancel it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because I've got, you know, the problem is the leaks. Allie, they'll announce all these, and as you know, like the leaks, then they'll start just kind of like, I mean, there'll be whole schedules out from teams, and I've literally had post-it notes text to me like the image of a post-it note with games before, and I'm just like,
there you go, man.
And this is for me. To your point, like this is to me, this plans out my fall schedule. Because now when Amy's
me too,
like,
yeah.
"Hey, this event's happening, can't do it. I'm in Chicago that weekend. I'm sorry."
My wife has already hit me with the, "What are the odds the Falcons have a bye week on this weekend in the fall?" Because I really want to go to that. I'm like, I don't know.
I just hope we get the November, the Sunday before Thanksgiving is our bye week again. That's like the Monday is the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, NFL. If you're listening.
All right, so a minute ago we heard Raheem Morris talk about, you know, Jalen Walker, future captain material. Jalen Walker was saying, hey, man, you know, that's an honor for me. Well, there was one guy that a lot of us thought would end up as the Atlanta Falcons' first-round draft pick. That's Shamar Stewart. He ended up getting drafted to Cincinnati. Well, why is that a big deal? Shamar Stewart, man, he ain't suiting up, and it doesn't look like he's going to be suiting up anytime soon.
I just decided not to sign those papers.
Do you anticipate signing your contract before Monday to join the team, or you're not sure when that's going to come together?
I would hope so. I mean, I would love to be part of the team. I'd be on the sideline just looking at everybody else do work.
I was going to say, how tough is that for you?
Yeah, especially on the first day. It was kind of tough on me.
Are you part of the meetings? Are you doing other things as part of this?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing everything else. I'm just like on the field stuff. I'm not doing it.
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna lead with this. I don't blame him, but I will tell you this, Bo. I sure am glad that he ain't here in Atlanta right now, because the vibes, I don't know, to Allie's point a minute ago, if they would have been this high if I'd had to worry about Shamar Stewart signing his contract before a minicamp.
I don't know. I recognize the nasally voice of one of the reporters, and I kind of tuned out the rest, so I don't even know what was said in that audio. I had to hear it again. Shamar Stewart, so the reality of that is he doesn't want to sign it because of some of the offset language with bonuses and workouts and stuff and money that comes in. Because, look, let's be honest. It's a set numerical figure. There's no around that. But how it's paid is a big deal to some of these guys, because you can get money before, and it's obviously, you know, how all that stuff goes through. The Bengals are notorious, though, for being one of the worst to deal with, one of the cheapest.
They pinch pennies on these contracts.
When I worked with David Pollack, I was like, hey, man, like, what was it like flying the private jet to Cincinnati when you got drafted? He's like, he goes, what are you talking about? And I was like, dude, every year I know that Matt Haley or somebody coming from the Falcons PR team gets on a – John Dayton did it for a while – gets on the Arthur's plane, and he goes to wherever the first-round draft pick is. He's like, dude, I flew coach commercial.
Yeah. Wow. In the very back, the way, way back.
So the Bengals are they're as shoddy as it comes to taking care of players. So, no, I don't blame him from that point. But also, I'm glad we're not dealing with all of that.
Yeah, same.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Speaking of first-round picks, I want to get to this real quick before we get to the end of the huddle. First thing to highlight is, and Allie brought this to attention this morning, Travis Hunter is going to start on offense. I did read up on these quotes. If you guys were wondering, Travis Hunter down in Jacksonville, sounds like he got their rookie minicamp on offense. And then Liam Cohen, head coach, says that he's going to head to defense in the near future as soon as they iron out some things offensively. Now, why do I bring that up, Allie? Because there was a pretty cool story about a lady meeting up with Travis Hunter after said minicamp this weekend.
Yeah, so he actually went home to graduate back to Colorado. And on the flight back, yeah, round of applause. Congratulations, Travis. On the flight back, he was seated next to a woman named Sandy, and he helped her immediately put her bag in the overhead bin. Always do that for a woman if she is flying solo. Always do that. But he did that. And then she noticed everyone is taking a photo with him and saying congratulations. And she was like, who am I sitting next to? And he was like, well, ma'am, I'm Travis, and I just got drafted by the Jags. And so she said he was so polite and so down to earth the whole time. She's already told her grandkids to buy jerseys of his, and I'm pretty sure she's going to be a season ticket holder from this point on.
Nice work, Travis Hunter.
I just love, she's like, what is Jags? Oh, do you play sports?
Yes. Are you an athlete?
but to your point and to her point, does this not remind you of y'all's mothers? Like, my mom would have been like, oh, this is cool. I certainly have enjoyed sitting next to you.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you do for a living, young man? I play football. Oh, well, that sure is nice. You know what I mean? Like, it would have definitely been one of those conversations. I do want to use this opportunity to go ahead and tease the wake-up call. It'll be coming up at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. What's your coolest experience meeting an athlete? I think we've all had them. I obviously got them more times than not, but I even did as a kid a couple of times. So what's your most fun experience or coolest, or maybe it's the worst. Maybe there's an experience you meeting an athlete that stuck out in your life. We'll do that at 8 o'clock. And also, where are your vibes at right now on the Atlanta Falcons? Stick with us when we come back. We're going to talk more about the Atlanta Braves. And I'm going to highlight a local athlete that is one of the best prospects in his sport that you might not have heard of. Had a big day yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.